Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2646. 401k loans. What are their pros and cons? By Amanda of womenwhomoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. 401k loans. What are their pros and cons? By Amanda of womenwhomoney.com. If you contribute to a 401k plan through your employer, it could be one of your most substantial assets besides your home. And if money's tight and your savings account balance is running low, you might wonder how you can tap the funds in your 401k for a loan. But you suspect there are both pros and cons of doing so. Borrowing from your 401k is essentially borrowing money from yourself, but there's much more to it than that. So before you decide to take out a 401k loan, weigh your options and determine if it's really worth it. What is a 401k loan? A 401k loan is borrowing money directly from your 401k account balance. You then repay the loan with interest directly back to yourself into your 401k account. Your exact repayment plan is dependent on the amount you borrow and your 401k plan's interest rate. Note, a 401k loan is different from withdrawing money from your 401k account. When you withdraw money from your 401k account, it's subject to taxation. Also, if you're under the age of 59 and a half, you will pay a 10% penalty for early withdrawal. There are a few exceptions related to hardship. How much can you borrow with a 401k loan? Though a 401k loan seems straightforward, when it comes to how much you can borrow, things get a little more complicated. The allowable amount depends on whether or not you have an outstanding 401k loan balance in the prior 12 months. If you haven't had a 401k loan balance for 12 months, in this case, the rules for borrowing from a 401k are pretty clear. You're allowed to borrow up to 50% of your vested 401k balance or $50,000, whichever is less. Examples include, if you have $120,000 in your account, you can borrow up to $50,000. And with $70,000 in your account, you can borrow up to $35,000. If you've had an outstanding 401k loan balance in the last 12 months, in this situation, things get a little more tricky. You use the same 401k loan rules as we just discussed, but reduce the amount you're allowed to borrow by the largest 401k loan balance you've had over the last 12 months. Examples include, you have $120,000 vested in your 401k account, and your largest 401k loan balance in the last 12 months was $10,000. Then you can borrow up to $40,000, which is $50,000 minus $10,000. And you have $70,000 in your account, and your largest 401k loan balance in the last 12 months was $5,000. Then you can borrow up to $30,000. What's the interest rate on a 401k loan? The interest rate for a 401k loan is commonly 1% to 2% more than the prime rate. That being said, the actual loan interest rate you're charged is dependent on your specific 401k plan. What are the terms for repayment? Most 401k loans are due within 5 years, but it depends on your specific plan. Some plans make exceptions and extend the terms to 10 or more years for home purchases. Note, the term of the loan is only applicable if you stay with the employer that sponsors the 401k plan you borrowed against. Here's one of the most significant risks associated with taking out a 401k loan. If your job is terminated for whatever reason with the employer who sponsors the 401k plan you borrowed against, the loan is due within 60 days. If you do not repay it within 60 days, the loan defaults. How can you use the funds? Most plans don't place restrictions on what a 401k loan can be used for. That being said, some plans only lend money if you use it for specific reasons, such as education, a first-time home purchase, or medical expenses. What happens if your 401k loan defaults? Your 401k loan will go into default if you fail to make payments or otherwise do not comply with the specific terms of your loan. This also means that if you lose or quit your job and you do not repay the loan amount within 60 days, your loan will default. When you default on a 401k loan, the money you borrowed is then considered a distribution from your 401k account. If it's counted as a distribution, you will pay taxes on it. If you're younger than 59 and a half, you will pay a 10% penalty, and you will not be able to use the borrowed funds to roll over into an IRA. If you default on a 401k loan, it's not reported to the credit bureaus and will not negatively affect your credit score, but that doesn't mean it can't have negative consequences. Some lenders will ask specifically about 401k loan defaults, and this could still affect your ability to get a loan. How do you get a 401k loan? Unlike most other loan applications, borrowing from your 401k is relatively simple and straightforward, and your credit score isn't a requirement for this type of loan. Most human resources departments can provide the paperwork you need to apply for the loan. Pros and cons of obtaining a 401k loan. Pros of 401k loans: no credit check to qualify, easy loan application process with minimal paperwork, access the money quickly, not reported to credit bureaus, which means it does not boost your credit score as you pay it off, but it also doesn't affect your credit score if you default, and interest payments are made back to your account. Cons of 401k loans: the significant risk associated with default, 10% penalty and taxation, loan due in full within 60 days of termination of employment, missed investment returns while money is not in the 401k, administration fees, loan payments are not considered 401k contributions. Some employers will not allow you to make additional 401k contributions while you're repaying a loan. Repaying a 401k loan does not increase your credit score. The interest portion of the repayment is taxed, and lost retirement savings. Still considering a 401k loan? Keep in mind, while certain circumstances may make you consider it, you shouldn't rely on your 401k for unexpected or unplanned expenses. That's what emergency funds are for. Before you take the leap, remember that your 401k may be your only retirement savings. Most people don't have pensions anymore, so many will rely on the money saved in their 401k to get them by in retirement. You just listened to the post titled 401k Loans: What Are Their Pros and Cons? By Amanda of womenwhomoney.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, A dream vacation? Your kids' college? I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. While I'm sure there are probably situations where a 401k loan is a good idea, I personally cannot think of even one. For me, taking on a 401k loan would require some pretty dire circumstances where I needed money immediately for some life-threatening emergency. I had no other reserves, no options for increasing my income, I didn't qualify for any other type of low-interest debt, and no one on the planet was willing to lend me some money. I can't imagine why I would need a loan so bad that I would risk my retirement savings and that I'd be willing to interrupt my money earning more money. I mostly hear of people taking a 401k loan to fund a down payment on a house, do home improvements, or consolidate debt. That sounds ludicrous to me. When I invest my money, I do it for the long term, and I'm so firm in my commitment to not touch the money I have invested, I actually think of it as a tax I've paid to my future self. That money is gone. I have no claim to it because it's not my money. It's future Diana's money. And she says no anytime I ask for some. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.